Welcome everyone to the TalkCC podcast. TalkCC is a cultural hub in the heart of Brussels. In our podcast, we host artists and partners to talk about various topics related to the environment, culture, and we invite them to share life experiences.
Hello and welcome to this new episode of TalkCC podcast. Today we have the great privilege of meeting Dorca Demeter, an influencer in Art Nouveau. If that name doesn't ring a bell, maybe you'll know her working at the website and social media We Love Brussels, or from her own social media Magic of Art Nouveau, Art Nouveau Brussels, and Beyond the EU Bubbles. So you can obviously guess the theme of this episode. We are going to talk about Art Nouveau, more specifically Art Nouveau in Brussels, and also this beautiful building we are in today, the former porcelain factory of De Mulder. Hi, Dorca.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for being here with me today, and thank you for sharing your passion for Art Nouveau. You have been exploring cities, looking for Art Nouveau hidden gems for quite some time now. How and where did it start?
Well, it starts from my childhood, because my mother was the ultimate Art Nouveau fan. So whenever we went somewhere, she would be looking for the facades. She would be saving up her money, looking for little objects at flea markets. So it was always there. I moved to Brussels 13 years ago. So back then, of course, it was moving into heaven, as Art Nouveau heritage was so much part of this city. But we live our lives. We don't have that much time looking at facades in our normal lives. We are also traveling a lot. I have a job in the European Parliament. So actually, it was the first COVID lockdown when finally I found the time. Since I already had all these books and maps with Art Nouveau Walk, so I just needed to take them off the shelves. So I just went out there and as I was doing sports at the time during Art Nouveau, I was walking 100 kilometers in the first 3 weeks. 100 kilometers of Art Nouveau facades from Forêt to Skarbek and Uccle. So this is how it all started, my new chapter of Art Nouveau.
Okay, great. So it's actually rather new, the Instagram about Art Nouveau.
It is rather new indeed. I had an anonymous Instagram profile that I launched 2 years before COVID. And I just posted there randomly nice pictures I had from my travels. Okay. And I had 200 followers after 2 years. But then I started posting all these Art Nouveau discoveries of mine. And now it has grown more than 30,000 followers. And nice. It has become the largest Art Nouveau profile in the world.
In the world. Wow.
It is.
Pretty cool. Okay. And so what do you think about this building, the former porcelain factory De Mulder, nowadays TalkCC?
Well, I have a longer story with it, because it used to be a porcelain shop still working in this building at the time. And whenever I passed by in front of it, I saw these ladies on the wall who hasn't been in here. There are three ceramic panels from the Brussels World Expo. There were four of them originally, three of them survived. And I always tried to look at them through the window or even entering the shop to take secretly some pictures. But there were even some shelves in front of it. Mm. So it was really impossible. And then the shop was closing down during COVID. And then at some point I was passing by and I saw the three ladies. And then I started looking on Instagram actually and realized that there were new owners. So finally we got in contact, and that's how I first saw them in person, the ladies. And I will never forget that moment.
That's nice. Yeah. The whole building is beautiful. I suppose you've done the tour.
Indeed. I found it's like, if I remember well, 3,000 square meters, the whole thing. So it's really big. And then besides the Art Nouveau elements, you have some neo-Renaissance fireplaces.
Yeah,
it's
a mix of
stuff. It's a whole world to discover in itself. And since talks has moved in, there's always more and more to discover with the artworks that the gallery puts on show.
That's true. That's true. Actually, this year is special because we celebrate the year of Art Nouveau in Brussels. Why does it happen in Brussels? That would be my first question. And is there any interesting event happening?
Well, Brussels is the cradle of whole Art Nouveau in Europe, we can say, because it was the architect, the mastermind, Victor Horta, who would build finish his first house in 1893. It was Hotel Tassel. Before that, Maison Autriche was also designed by him, but at that point, he didn't change the interior structure of the house. And what Horta's revolutionary idea was, that he would design the house according to the owner's requests. And Maison Tassel, that was finished exactly this year, 130 years ago, is the first house where everything is conceived based on the owner's request. The structure, the interior structure for the first time is totally changed. So this is why we say that Brussels is the cradle of Art Nouveau. Then it appears also in France, Spain, it goes on to Austria. We talk about secession style in Austria, in Germany about Jugendstil. It goes as far as to Hungary at the time. And it becomes basically the last major European common architectural style. It had different purposes. In Belgium, in Brussels, it was mainly the new bourgeoisie forming that wanted a different style. Yeah. And while we can see from the same year next to each other a neo-Gothic house, normally that was belonging to the old bourgeoisie, normally Catholic families. And then there was this new social class that wanted to show its new state in this society. And this is what Art Nouveau served in Belgium. But in other countries, in Central Europe and in the north of Europe, it was more new forming nations or looking for a new national identity. So often you would find folkloric art as the source of those Art Nouveau movements.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it's very varied, but somehow whenever I travel and I look at a building, I would know it was Art Nouveau because it just tells with the curves, with the lines, with the beauty, with looking back to nature, finding a peacock here, finding a pine tree part there. So it's really something common. So coming back to the Art Nouveau year, Brussels is one of the capitals of European Art Nouveau. And the city wanted to reinforce this idea. So they dedicated this whole year to Art Nouveau, meaning that that several programs, several exhibitions are put on display this year. And there's a whole thematic program of this whole Art Nouveau year.
Okay. Have you seen any of these events or exhibitions?
Well, what better place to be for an Instagrammer, Art Nouveau Instagrammer, than in Brussels during the year of Brussels. Many friends of mine from Instagram are jealous because I'm here on the spot. So I really tried on purpose to go to as many events as possible. I would like to mention two major milestones that are extraordinary. One of them was the restoration and opening of Hotel Van Etveld. This is one of the townhouses by Victor Horta that is classified as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Where is it exactly? Do you know?
It's between Square Marie-Louise and Ambiorix on Avenue Palmerston. Yeah. The owner was responsible for Congo at the time, and he would build his own house and his office on the corner. And the house itself, it's private owner, but the corner, the office of Van Etveld, it was reacquired by the city and the region last year. Okay. It was a very big deal. And now it belongs to the city.
To the city.
Yeah. And they set up their Laban, that it's a new new center where they try to reinterpret Art Nouveau in a contemporary way. Okay. But what is interesting for the public, that it has become a visitable place. Until now, it was very hard to get in there. It was only few exclusive visits, always sold out, never possible to finally see that place. And now people can enjoy it. And the other major location is Maison Anon. That was totally restored and just opened beginning of June. And now it has become the newest Art Nouveau museum of the city. So these were two major sites that has opened up for this special year. All museums, galleries would put on temporary exhibitions, showcasing different parts of Art Nouveau, like in Musée Horta. But in the autumn, there are two big exhibitions coming up in Beaux-Arts and Saint-Cantenaire Museum, Art and History Museum. So there's a lot going on, like each and every evening, if you wanted to go on a lecture, but also like walking tours or Banat Festival, Heritage Days on the corner. So it's really rich year.
What's going to happen in Heritage Days?
Heritage Days, it's a European project happening every year. I think it's second weekend of September, generally. It's kind of open doors weekend where all around Europe one can visit amazing buildings, museums, monuments. There are walking tours. But just as other events did this year, Heritage Days put in its focus Art Nouveau.
Nice. Is it the best year for you as a passionate,
is surely an amazing one. I hope it will be the starting point of new project for the next years to come. Yeah. But definitely those places that are especially open during this year, and those meetings as well, meeting those people behind the scenes, meeting the curators, meeting the staff who does everything, that everything would run smoothly. I find those personal connections even more precious. Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, probably since you started those Instagram, and now you have this almost mission to walk around or run around and discover new hidden gems. I suppose that you created some kind of community around this topic of Art Nouveau. So it's not only because you enjoy the building now, you also have a community that you can share stuff, and they probably also can tell you like information or details about other things that you just saw, right?
For me, sharing has been always very important in my life. And I find Instagram a new instrument where I could share my passion. I could share beauty, even in times of COVID when everyone was so down and just seeing bad stuff and dark things. I could show these beauties, and more people gave me the feedback how nice it was to keep going on, to keep positive. So that gave me a motivation at the beginning. Honestly, when I started posting more seriously, being active on Instagram more seriously, I started spending more time on Instagram, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And there was this moment when it made me think that, am I becoming like a gamer living in its virtual world that I didn't want to end up in? Yeah. But what I realized, it was different, that these were actual human connections that could eventually and did eventually turn into amazing friendships.
That's great, yeah.
And what I find amazing and very strong about this platform is that whoever you connect with, you connect because of having something in common.
Yeah.
While you go on a reception, you meet all those people having these chit-chats, short talks, and then you go home and don't bring home anything because you couldn't find anything in common. Mm-hmm. Here, everything starts with having already something in common.
That's true, yeah.
So even with people with very different views, political views or views of life, or with whom we would probably never have otherwise met in life.
Yeah.
We have these amazing connections, and then we do meet in person. And now whenever I travel, for example, I would meet people, or I'm very much looking forward next week, a person from Germany is coming over, we're going to meet for the first time. But we met with Phil, Art Nouveau man, after 3 years of this online friendship. We met during the Brafart fair this year, both of us were invited. And then we just saw each other in this room and ran against each other and everyone looking what's happening here. But we were so happy to meet finally. So it's a very blessed, very positive, very, very amazing world that I'm living in now.
Yeah, it sounds like it, honestly. You talked a bit about fairs and architectural festival that have dedicated their edition this year to Art Nouveau. Can you give an example or share an example?
The biggest major event, it was the Brafa Art Fair, and I was very excited because it was the first time I was officially invited as an Instagrammer. Mm. And we could visit it during the press visit and the minus two, minus one day, even before the VIP opening. So it was a very, very special environment back then. It was dedicated to Art Nouveau, so they wanted to get this message through with the whole exhibition. So from Horta's scratches, some motifs that were on paper in the Horta Museum, they created a 10,000 square meters carpet that was custom made for the Brafa Art Fair. So everyone would be walking in this world of Horta, created by Horta, recreated for this event.
Nice.
There were special exposants as well, but it was amazing. There was this this piece. It was also one of the major pieces of the whole fair, a peacock, a tiara peacock. That was it was a Wolfers piece. He was a very famous Belgian Art Nouveau jewelry maker. It was somehow found in the US, and they could bring it back and assemble it back together. Cool. And it was exposed there. So there were so special pieces there that it really created an amazing environment. Then in March, you always have the Banad. It's the Art Nouveau Art Deco Festival. So this year they had even more visitors for all these incredible visits. What I find amazing there is that there are all these Art Nouveau house owners in Brussels.
Yeah.
And what I very much respect about them, that there's a whole ecosystem where they feel this responsibility of sharing their own private property with the public.
It's because like we agree every year to open the door and so you can see what
But you're walking actually in their kitchen, in their living room. There was this family trying to get something from the fridge that Saturday morning so that we could have they could have somehow breakfast, you know. So they are letting you in their private sphere for the sake of sharing the beauties that this city has. Yeah.
It's actually even better, right? So you can actually see, oh, people are living here. This is how they live. So it's like, oh, this is not a museum. It's actually a place where people can actually live normally.
Exactly. Cool. And I find that a very special and a very, very responsible way to connect with the city. So we could go on about festivals, Eclectic Festival coming up in October, and now the Heritage Day is just on the corner. What is amazing about Heritage Days is that all visits are for free. One only just have to register. There are guided tours, bicycle guided tours, and all these amazing places opening up and offering some kind of programs like here at Talkcess.
Yeah. True. What are the specific program, your specific program for the Heritage Days in Brussels?
Well, some time ago, we came together with We Love Brussels and Talkcess and myself, and we had this idea to mark the Art Nouveau year in a very special way here in this very special venue. Yeah. So there will be a whole 4 days long program here at Talkcess. We will kick off on Thursday evening with a photo exhibition opening. With We Love Brussels, we launched a photo contest for this occasion where we had 150 entries from 40 participants in two major topics. One was Brussels architecture and the other one was Brussels Art Nouveau. So we picked between 40 to 50 photos. It was meant to be a whole community event, not to just have the professional photographers being exhibited. But we already have all these excited responses that some people were going to exhibit for their first time in their lives. And we're very much hoping many people will come along to have a drink with us and to meet for the first time after following each other for so long. So besides this community exhibition, I have selected myself 10 photos of this thematic year that I gave the title Inside hashtag Art Nouveau 2023 year. And it's not just showing the buildings, but some people also behind these events and some very special moments that I collected from this year to share with the others and that we still have time until the end of the year that they can join in. So this is the exhibition opening on 14th September. And on 15th September, we will organize a roundtable discussion with Reginald, his Suspicious Minds on Instagram, and Phil, who's Art Nouveau Man on Instagram, around how social media can contribute to preserving heritage. So one can come along for that on the 15th. And during the whole weekend, TalkSess opens its doors for the public. Also, exceptionally, the Oceans and Seas exhibition will be possible to be visited again. So we're very much looking forward to this whole weekend of activities, and we very much hope to end up with very special meetings person in person.
Yeah, that sounds really, really cool. So how many pictures are you expecting? How many, if you have an idea, like home, like we're talking hundreds or?
No, we received 150 photos as part of the contest. And we selected between 40 to 50 photos in different. It will be like a puzzle because we asked everyone to bring it in a format that can be hang on a wall. So it's going to be all these types and formats of photos, but we very much hope that the overall picture will really show how we love Brussels.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I can't wait to check it out. So on the 14th of September until the
17th. Yes, that weekend, the Heritage Days weekend.
Thank you so much, Dorca. I'd like to ask you one more thing, though. Do you recommend any specific neighborhood to do a tour?
Well, this is the thing about Brussels, that it's basically all over, because at that time of history, the population just exploded here in Brussels. So it was exactly at the turn of the century that they needed to build whole new neighborhoods. Like if you look at specifically Square Ambiorix until down to Square Marie-Louise, it was whole designed at the time. That time it was the little valley of the Malbec River, and that was it. It was the outskirts. And at the turn of the century, they just transform it, they redesign it. There's this whole new place to live in. So you can see at Skarbek, Saint-Gilles, this area around Ambiorix, where you would find huge concentration of Art Nouveau buildings. And even if it's not like a pure Art Nouveau building, you would see elements on all these eclectic houses. If you just look up, you always have to look up. One thing not to forget to look up. And then you would see these little stained glass windows, especially above the entrance doors, or ceramic panels here and there. So it's always some more details as well. But it's a huge area to discover.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually something I really love about Brussels, is that you just walk around sometimes in a neighborhood that you know by heart, and you're like, oh, yeah, I have to go there. So I'm just going to have a shortcut by this street. And suddenly you just discover this beautiful facade and you're like, what? This is here? This in the middle of nowhere? And it's beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is really amazing. So what would be the last message in this podcast that you'd like to share to our audience?
I like to say that Brussels is beautiful, even if it's not a love at first sight. Give it a chance, first and foremost. And if you gave this chance, you won't regret it, because if it's Art Nouveau, if it's the Grand Place, if it's its events, something will catch you, something will talk to your heart. For me, it's Art Nouveau, because that's the new bridge I managed to build with the city. And I'm trying to help others discovering this. I'd like to specially mention that thanks to Visit Brussels, we managed to produce a free walking map of the EU quarter. So it's destined to you guys also working in the EU bubble to discover the city better. These maps are printed and they will be available during our events. So just pick them up and get out there and walk the city.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope to see you and many others at the event.
Bye-bye.
Bye.